Listener Production.
Hello, it's Angeline Lowther with you. Pharmaceutical company Alkaloids of Australia have copped a $2 million fine over cartel conduct surrounding a South Burnett-grown drug. The company was fined yesterday by the federal court after pleading guilty to price fixing and bid rigging for the drug hyoscine. The substance is found in Jabosia shrubs that grow around King Roy and is related to morphine, cocaine and nicotine. It comes after a 10-year-long crime and misconduct commission investigation. The federal government looks like it will meet its self-imposed deadline for its new industrial relations policy after striking a deal with Independent Senator David Pocock and the Greens to pass the landmark bill. Its aim is to kickstart wages growth for workers, but it's been met with strong opposition by the coalition. The member for Groome, Garth Hamilton, says the legislation will complicate the system and cause conflict in workplaces.
Labor have tried to reduce this debate to be simply about wages, neglecting to mention that jobs will be lost if businesses are forced to scale back or close. Key Australian values of autonomy, freedom of association will be undermined as businesses lose their ability to negotiate in a shift of power towards the unions.
More than 12,000 yellow top bins have started being delivered to households across the South Burnett. It says council begins offering a curbside recycling service from January next year. Mayor Brett Otto says the cost to ratepayers is minimal.
Collections will not start until early January. So once we get through Christmas, then residents can start using those recycling bins.
And the Weather Bureau says today and tomorrow are most likely going to be the wettest days this week. It says severe thunderstorms are possible across Queensland, bringing heavy rainfall and damaging winds. Senior meteorologist Miriam Bradbury says it's best to stay up to date with the latest forecasts and warnings via the BOM app or website.
Heavy rain may produce localised flash flooding and river rises.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.